Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to the program this morning, and we are here to answer your lawn and garden questions here on a Labor Day weekend. And that should mean that you have the chance, the time to give us a call today. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We are live. It is going to be a warm one. We're here to talk about late summer things you need to do and early fall things you need to start thinking about doing. We are right on the cusp. I just put a note up on my Facebook page a few moments ago that this is the dividing line of planting new turf grass if you're thinking about getting a new lawn in. It has to go in the next couple weeks. If it's Bermuda from seed or if it's St. Augustine from sod, you have another week or two beyond that for Bermuda sod and Zoysia sod and so forth. That's important. A really critical thing. Sometime in the next 7 or 8 days, you need to put out your pre-emergent weed killer. It's a very critical timing. 7 or 8 days. By the 10th of September, you need to have Dimension or Halts applied. These are pre-emergent weed killers that control grasses that come up in the fall and are ugly during the winter, annual bluegrass being the prime one. That's annual bluegrass is controlled. The only chance you get in the entire year is in this 10-day window, the first 10 days of September. If we get some cool weather, I think we're supposed to next week, then that may be the trigger of when Poa annua begins to germinate. And once it has sprouted, you've blown it for another entire year. So Dimension or Halts applied in the next 10 days, that's very important. Also, if you have traditionally had things such as henbit and chickweed, clover and dandelions, Gallery is the pre-emergent weed killer to apply for that. So you have two applications to make. Now, we're not even talking about a fertilizer yet. You have two applications to make. One for grassy weeds, that would be Halts or Dimension, and one for broadleafed weeds, non-grasses, and that would be Gallery. And a local independent retail garden center will know what we're talking about. So it's very important that you get in and get the product bought and get it applied, because this is the time in terms of fertilizing your lawn. It's also the time finally now to fertilize St. Augustine and Bermuda. And very important that you do that, because the fall feeding is the most important feeding of the entire year. You want an all-nitrogen fertilizer with half or more of the nitrogen in slow-release form, or if a soil test suggests a high-nitrogen fertilizer, that's fine too. But again, half or more of that nitrogen in slow-release form. Your nurseryman will know what you're asking for. Go to the specialist, forget the big national chains, go into an independent retail garden center and ask for it. Let's see, what else did I want to mention out of that? It's very important timing people, I know what it was. People always want to know, well, what do I do first, the pre-emergent or the fertilizer? And I guess probably if I were going to try to do all of it this weekend, which is a good plan, I'd put the fertilizer out today and then water it in deeply. Then after the grass was completely dried tomorrow, then I would put out my pre-emergent and water it about mid-rate, about a half watering, and you'd be all set. And you have to make two passes over the lawn if you're going to be using those two pre-emergents. You don't try to mix them, please. Today's SPCA, don't try to mix them in the hopper. You don't want to do that. You've heard a lot in the SPCA in the news this week about the SPCA getting a lot of rescue animals from southern Louisiana, and they just continue to take them, and they really are hoping for your help in adopting. They have a lot of dogs and kitties, and I don't know that they are processing the Louisiana pets through instantly and instant pass there. I think what they're trying to do is to get adopted the ones that they had waiting when the Louisiana guests started arriving. And so they really will work with you. They've brought extra volunteers in, and they've told all their dogs to be on best behavior, and they're ready. They need your help. This is the time to go to the SPCA and pitch in. Last week's dog, Molly, the adorable Molly, and she is the silly shepherd mix pup, and she is still waiting for a home. Gertie and Molly came in from the same rescue back in April, and we have Gertie for you today. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Gertie, a shy but loving black lab retriever mixed with a few gray hairs that show off her wisdom. Gertie is 10 years old, and she is a good girl. Gertie is a very special dog because she is one of the 68 dogs transferred all the way from Uvalde, and they were forced to live in bad conditions, and this local SPCA partnered with the Humane Society of Uvalde, the group responsible for rescuing Gertie and her friends. Gertie has been at the shelter since April 23. She's very patiently waiting for her new family, and she needs to have a home today. That's Gertie. She will be so grateful for getting a home with you and with your family. She is an extremely loyal girl. She enjoys spending time with her human. She may be 10 years old, but she still has a lot of pep in her step. She's very playful. She loves to go on walks, and she even plays with toys. Gertie deserves a better fate. She needs a nice home. And as nice as the SPCA Perry Campus shelter is, your home would be even better to her. Because she's been waiting for her new loving family for more than 30 days, she has a special adoption price of just $50. That's Gertie. Gertie, the black lab retriever mix, and there's some gray in her. And also Molly, also a sister companion dog. Who came to the shelter clear back in April. Gertie and Molly have both been spayed. They've had all their age-appropriate vaccines. They are at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720. And that's just east of Custer on Stacy Road. Main Street from Frisco turns into Stacy when you go east of Custer. And that's in southwest McKinney. It's on the north side, northwest side of Craig Ranch. Don't know how many more parameters I can give you and ways to find the Perry campus, but it's easy. You can see all of the pets that are available for adoption both at that shelter and the Dallas shelter by going to spca.org/findapet. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive, I-30, and Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week for both of these shelters. And that report was sponsored by Dalworth Clean. Rely on our friends at Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, and even replace carpets, hardwood, tiling, grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for 32 years on my radio programming, and I think the world of this great company. Right now, pay only $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Now, they're closed on Sundays. You may be able to reach them tomorrow and certainly on Tuesday. Again, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth clean. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They win the awards. They are just the best. And Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills is a storefront, a wonderful store that's been set up to show you the finest in new flooring. Now go in probably Tuesday, maybe tomorrow, 817-520-1400. Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And again, that phone number to call for the finest in floor service, including Dalworth carpet cleaning at $29 per area, 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. And we get our program underway with Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, thanks for calling early. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question. We have three Mexican plums, and they look like they're not doing very well. I looked at them, and they have, like, brown spots on the undersides of the leaves. And the leaves are kind of like a yellow beige color, and especially on one of them, it looks like they lost a lot of leaves. The leaves are, like, curled under. I don't know if that's the normal shape of their leaves.
No, it's not normal.
Okay.
I had that happen. I have a Mexican plum at my home. I had one at my magazine office. And years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, I took the one at the office out. Because because it did the same thing, and it ended up having a bacterial stem canker all through the wood of it. It was a disease, but it wasn't out on the leaves. It was within the wood of the tree. I don't know what the exact cause of your tree's problem, trees in the plural, a problem would be, but it surely does sound similar to what I encountered, and there was just not any turning back in that case. Do you see any sap coming out of the twigs, out of the branches at all, any congealed sap?
I didn't notice any, but on some of the leaves I saw on the underside of the leaves, also some little like aphid type.
Yeah, they're incidental, I think.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I would watch them next spring. I don't know. That's when you have leaves that are rolling and cupping and yellowing, those are all symptoms of some kind of an internal problem, root or trunk, not so much a leaf spot or insects that are chewing on the tree. For example, if you had a peach tree, and they are closely related, but I don't think this is going to be what the cause is. If you had a peach tree and it was doing anything somewhat similar, I would really be worried about peach tree borers getting into the trunk and cutting off the nutrient and water supply down at ground line. That's what happens to peach trees. The bacterial stem canker is what I see mostly on Mexican plums. As opposed to domestic plums, they might have the peach tree borers. I don't recall seeing the peach tree borers, which occur down at the ground line. I don't see those very often. I don't know that I've ever seen them on Mexican plum.
Okay.
I'm all over the map on this, but I'm fearing it's bacterial stem canker. And once that hits, there's not much control. I would look I'd do a search at Aggie Horticulture, Mexican plum problems, and just see what you turn up. They may have some further stuff. They involve entomologists and pathologists as well as just horticulturists on that Texas A&M Horticulture website, Aggie Horticulture.
Okay, now the brown spots, I mean, because there are a lot of
brown spots
on every leaf.
Yeah, I think they're part and parcel to the whole problem, and I think they may be fungal, but I don't think they're causing the problem. I think they may either be riding along with the bigger challenge the tree has, or they may be incidental like the aphids.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I see
those brown spots, it's usually after the fact of all this other stuff going on.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't offer a lot of specific help, but I think we're awfully close. Peach, I appreciate your call, Pat. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and then we will go to Bill in Carrollton, and then we have open skies after that. So we are looking for some phone calls at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I'll just tell you, I got up early this morning and I have finished the editorial for my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I worked on it all afternoon and evening yesterday with about an hour and a half exception, and I can now say that I am ready to print it, proof it, send it to my editor, but I have done a month's work on this thing. It just about wears me out because it's about 60 or 65,000 keystrokes. I haven't done all of them. I save them as separate files. But it tells you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's an amazing amount of text because it goes on 12 pages down at the bottom of the grid on each month's page. But the challenge is to make sure I don't leave anything out, don't put anything in twice, don't forget important plants or problems. So it really is it's a work of love, but it's a work of love. It's editorial's done. This is our pre-production offer on the calendar. I'm now going to set in on finding my favorite photos that I've taken over the past 12 months. That always is my fun part of the calendar, and I look forward to that. So you get a beautiful calendar with all of that information at a 38% savings until 11 o'clock today by ordering it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We feature the finest garden writers in Texas in our magazine. You get the magazine, our 26th year, actually it'll be the 27th for your subscription, of the award-winning magazine. The 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar and all of that information for just $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. The price will never be lower. It will never come back to 36.95 once we commit to a press count of how many calendars we want. So this is my early order discount. Call today before 11. There's a $3 charge for postage on the calendar. 36.95, 1-800-752-GROW with an O. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Have a almost a news release that came to me from Covington Nursery and Landscape in Rowlett. 5518 President George Bush Highway, that used to be Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66. Covington's has just received, and I don't know most of these varieties, the newest crepe myrtle varieties to hit the market. They're all intermediate in size, which means they get about 10 feet tall, and that's perfect for urban landscapes. And specimen plants are in groupings in smaller spaces. Red Rooster has true brilliant red flowers. It grows faster than siren red crepe myrtles do. Purple Magic has the deepest, darkest purple flowers you've ever seen on a crepe myrtle. Coral Magic, salmon pink flowers, and Plum Magic is fuchsia pink. All four of these new crepe myrtles are heavy flowering, disease resistant, and a dense, compact growth habit. They've never been seen in our area before, so get out to Covington's this weekend to get yours while they're available. And since we are all in prime tree planting season, Covington's has brought in some beautiful container-grown Chinese pistachio, live oaks, and Schumard red oaks. They sent me a photo of one of the Schumard red oaks. 15-gallon trees are amazing. 2 to 3 inch trunk diameters, 12 to 15 feet tall. CovingtonNursery.com, the available stock list to see plant varieties, sizes, and prices, and then go out to Covington's. I'm sure they're open today, and I'm pretty sure they'll be open tomorrow. Call ahead if you wish, 972-475-5888, open 7 days a week since 1972. CovingtonNursery.com, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, Covington's.
Save 38% on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. It will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be beautiful. Our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. Get the calendar plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW.
Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing, and then they determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus. That's the northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. A lot of miracles happen there, including the saving of our daughter's life on a different floor from the Baylor Scoliosis Center. But boy, did we hear about them while we were there. For more information, call 1-888-781-5558. 888-781-5558, or go online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, 1-888-781-5558. To our phones, we have Bill in Carrollton. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you. Thank you, sir.
I have a question regarding my Bermuda lawn. This is full sun, and about a third of the front yard, this is south-facing, is Bermuda, like I say, and it is beginning to thin out. And I was wondering what I could do. I know you mentioned at the top of your show that this is a good time to think of reseeding and seeding your lawn. I was wondering if that would be a good way to address the problem.
No, Bermuda seed is very tiny, and it does not compete well in an overseeding situation. When we talk about overseeding lawns, we're talking about, for example, ryegrass for wintergreen, or if somebody happens to have a fescue lawn, they'll overseed with more fescue this time of year, and those seeds are giant compared to little Bermuda seeds. How high are you mowing your grass?
Probably an inch and a quarter.
All right, that's perfect. That's what it should be. And when you say it's thinning, is it thinning over the entire lawn in terms of, let me rephrase that. Is it most noticeable right after you mow, or is it?
No. It's like I say, about a third of the yard. It's just not thick. It
you see bare ground.
Not really bare ground, but just not a lot of good thick grass.
All right. When was the last time you fertilized it, and how often this year?
I fertilized it once this year in I think it was mid-May.
All right. Bermuda grass is a very heavy feeder. And the best way to get it to thicken up and to grow, it's not going to be thick if it isn't growing luxuriantly. Your mowing height is correct, and I will have to tell you that you are 1 in 100. Usually people tell me that they're mowing much higher when the grass thins out. No, I understand, but I'm just commending you for that. But I think what you need to do is really ramp up the fertilizer. Yes, sir. It needs to be fertilized every 8 weeks, and you need to use all nitrogen fertilizer in the soil that you have. Half of that nitrogen should be in slow release form. And I think I'm going to hold to that right now for this year, but it might be that next spring April, when you begin the feeding, mid-April, you might want to go to an all-nitrogen, faster-release nitrogen just to kind of speed it along. Actually, I don't know that I want to do that in April. I think I'd rather see you do that in June when it's really geared up and growing aggressively. And that's a one-time-in-my-life suggestion to you, and that is to use ammonium sulfate one time just to foster a lot of strong vegetative growth. All right, so you're going to fertilize in the next few days with a something like 2400 or 2000, and half of that will be in slow release form, half of that nitrogen. Doesn't have to be of those exact analyses, but you want half of the nitrogen slow release or more.
All right,
so that's now, and you would repeat that in early April. And then in early June of next year, you would step away from that recommendation that one time and use 2100, which is junk food. But one time, it will boost a lot of vegetative growth. And then August 1st, you'd go back to what I just recommended. And then October 1st next year, that. This is the schedule
like
I put in that calendar I wrote. This schedule's very familiar to me right now. So anyway.
Can you recommend a nursery that would have your Hulse and Gallery products?
Most independent retail garden centers will. I don't speak to the big national chains because they buy nationally, and I don't know what all they have, but those products are fairly readily available. Nurseries that only handle organic products may or may not have them. Probably would be less likely to, but most mainstream nurseries will have one or both of them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right. That opens the line. The other call that we had ready to go on the air just dropped off. So, folks, this is a good time to call. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. I would love to hear from you. And Bob in Arlington, if you just lost your phone line, call back. We'll put you up next. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. I think he's calling right back. back in already, so we'll get him right after this break. Arborological Services, it doesn't get any better. When it comes to tree care, this is the company that wins the awards. This is the company that has all of those certified arborists, 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college degree pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. When these people get up in the morning, all they think about is trees all day long. I can't say that's true. They have families. They're great people. But when it comes to plants, they're looking up, thinking trees all of that time. They have just won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship for the 21st time, and fifth time winner. Miguel Pastanez is their guy. He becomes the state's first five-time winner of that award. They also have a four-time winner on their staff. These are real tree people. Arborological Services. They do all of my tree work. They ought to do all of yours as well. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Facebook is Arborological Services, Inc. On the web, arborological.com for Arborological Services.
For 90 years, always in touch with what North Texas is talking about. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-type shutters, and if you are, then Sunburst Shutters is your place to call. Sunburst Shutters uses an engineered wood substitute. It's called Polywood. That is their trademark name, and they have it. It's their proprietary product. It looks like wood. In fact, if you're 15 or 18 inches away, I'm a woodworker. I love wood. I can't tell it apart. It looks like just the best wood shutters you've ever seen. They're color fast, either white or off-white, or you can have them painted to match trim color you might have in your home. Or if you need to have stained shutters, they do make wood shutters, so that's not a problem. That's how they got in the business. For about 24 years, they've been making these beautiful plantation-style shutters with 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size, and also Polywood shutters are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Why don't you call? They will give you all the information. Most importantly, they will set an appointment to come to your home for a free estimate and to bring samples. 214-343-2601. That's the phone number to Sunburst Shutters. The website is sunburstshutters.com. Sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and our friend Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:33. Those planes spraying mosquitoes in Denton County grounded again by winds just for a little while last night, only an hour or so. Officials say they started spraying at 9, stopped at midnight because of the winds, and resumed spraying about 1 o'clock, and the conditions were perfect from there on. They expect to complete the work tonight. Say they've got about 100,000 acres in southern Denton County remaining to spray. Hurricane Isaac may be gone, but the after effects continue, including higher gas prices. And because of disruptions in offshore oil production, Crystal Mills in Houston says she's feeling the pain right now.
I notice that it hits my pocket very hard when I'm doing a lot of driving during the week.
The good news, energy companies are now reoccupying nearly 400 of the production platforms in the Gulf of Mexico abandoned in advance of Hurricane Isaac. Mitt Romney, President Obama, working hard in key states, expected to decide the outcome of the closely fought presidential contest. Spent yesterday criticizing one another, the president in Colorado today. Romney taking today and tomorrow off to start practicing for the October debates. WBAP News Time, 8:34.
In North Dallas, the 635 LBJ East and westbound exits to the Dallas Tollway southbound are closed for construction scheduled until Monday morning. And in the Wilmer area, northbound I-45 has been reopened at Beltline Road. An earlier fuel spill had the freeway shut down there. This report brought to you by In-N-Out Burger, where each burger has been made the same way since the very first one hit the grill back in 1948. Fresh, made to order, and with only the highest quality ingredients. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Mostly sunny today and very hot. The high 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy with a low of 78. Sunny and 101 tomorrow, Monday night, mostly clear. The low should be around 77 and back up around 100 on Tuesday. Fair skies, 79 degrees at DFW Airport, 835. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP, always at the center of where news is happening.
We interrupt our regular programming to
committed
activate
to being on top of the story.
The Texas average fell about 6 cents in the last
week. Will be strong today. And
our 24/7 newsroom never closes.
About 6 minutes out.
From our state-of-the-art news center at Victory Park by the American Airlines Center. Looking for news? We're at the heart of the action. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
This is a very important time to contact Advanced Foundation Repair, because if you have noticed foundation issues with your home over the summer when it got really dry, you noticed that cracks were redeveloping, things left over from last year, that house has not grown back together. It doesn't heal itself like a tree can do sometimes. No, the problem gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. And when you begin to get fall rains, the soils swell. You've seen that happen with the clay soil around here, and they start pushing onto the foundation. The foundation rubs and grates and pushes and grinds, and pretty soon you have a bigger problem you ever had. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best it gets. I've been advertising for them now. I'm in my 18th year. That's a long time affiliation. I remember many, many, many nice comments and notes that have been sent to me saying thank you for that referral. Some have been from friends, some from total strangers. Thank you for that referral. These people did the job, and they were much more affordable than another company that came out and bid it, and their work was better, and all of the things like that. They're just the best. I've used their services at my home and at my magazine office, and I encourage you to do the same. The home inspection is free, and their warranty is good for the lifetime of the house. How can it be any better? It cannot. I'll answer my own question. 214-333-0003. On the web, it is foundationrepairs.com, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sparrow.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we go back to the phone lines. Again, we have an open line available if you'd like to call. This is a quiet morning, and I encounter these during the fall and on holidays. Doesn't bother me at all. I've been doing this 35 years, and I've come to expect it. It's not a problem. But it does give you a unique opportunity being able to call through with minimum wait. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. We have Bob in Arlington, then Fred in McKinney. Fred, hang with me. I really need to talk to you. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. For the first time ever, I've had a huge infestation of aphids in my backyard, and they've been all over my ligustrum and my variegated privets, but they're really, I think, almost killing my elephant ears and my hardy hibiscus. I sprayed three times for these things.
All right, and I want you to describe them. Do they fly?
Yes.
Aphids normally don't fly.
Okay, once you brush the foliage, then they all come up, and it's just like a smoke screen.
Yeah,
just...
that's white flies. That's a very different insect. I'd rather have aphids. Can I go back and pretend that you have aphids? I'd rather control them. They're a lot easier to control, as you're finding, than white flies are. White flies are very, very difficult. On those insects, on those plants, I would definitely use a systemic insecticide. And it's not going to give you instant control. They will do the number on legustrums, especially privet. I grew up in privet country back in College Station, and my job each Friday evening was to, or Saturday morning, whenever we did our yard work. I did all the yard work, and my job was to trim that 60-foot hedge of privet hedge, and these things about choked me every week. They'd come up in my face, and so I know what you mean. I would use Merit or one of the other systemic insecticides. It may be next year before I can give you great help, but I would apply it probably in mid-May, try to get ahead of them. At this point, your best bet is just to use something different than you have tried. Conventional insecticides don't work very well on them. It may kill the adults, but there are eggs there waiting to hatch, and 3 days later you have a new generation of them. Malathion is not effective. I would wonder about permethrin, some of those. This particular insect is one of the most tenacious of all insects. Greenhouse growers hate it for that reason. When your hardy hibiscus die to the ground, trim off all that old foliage and run it through the mower and put it in the compost or put it in the trash and get rid of it, because the eggs for next year are on that. Elephant ears, same thing. Beg your pardon?
Can I cut them down now?
No, I wouldn't, because they need to. I know they look tacky. You can trim them back. I typically, on hardy hibiscus, I typically in September will trim them back maybe halfway, because they quit blooming and they're kind of regressive at that point. And let's see, your first two plants that you mentioned, the elephant ears, you're going to have to leave a little longer. It's unusual for them to be on elephant ears. There must not be any landing space on the privets. The privets, I'd try a high pressure insecticide and do the best you can there. It's a tough one.
Like the Merit, the Merit type product again you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Or any general purpose insect. I don't know that a systemic is going to work quickly enough to help you much for this year. They're going to go away when it turns cold, and doesn't mean they're gone. They just are not active at that point. So that's my beginning. But they're white flies. It is typically written as one word, and you can find a lot of information online. I did some research for a gentleman yesterday on white flies. I would enter the word entomology, white flies, and that'll put you in all the university websites. See what they have to say.
Thank you, Neil.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Fred and McKinney. Fred, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How may I help you?
I have a buffalo grass in my yard.
All right.
And I was wondering if do I need to fertilize that or weed and feed it at any time? Or I've been living here for 18 years and never done anything but mow it.
Well, it's a low maintenance lawn. If you have a buffalo grass lawn out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll come back to why I said that, but if you have it out in the middle of nowhere, and do minimal maintenance to it, it will make a dense turf that very little will invade. If you drive the highways in your county, in Collin County — I live in Collin County also — and when I'm out taking photos or whatever, I'll see buffalo grass in fields or in ditches where it is never irrigated, and it's solid and looks great, and that's why we thought it would make such a great turf grass. I'll give you an example. At Our Savior Lutheran Church, I have a meeting I go to there once a week, and it's on Virginia Parkway, and out north of their north parking lot, there is buffalo grass out in that field. It's never irrigated, and it's mowed, and I'm sure never fertilized, and it's holding its own. I would fertilize it in May, I think, Fred. That's the logical time. I think probably I'm going to have to hold to what I say, and that is the fall feeding's most important. I would fertilize it now, but maybe at half the rate that you would put on Bermuda grass. and St. Augustine, just a light feeding now or medium feeding. And those would be the two times. You don't want to do too much to it. The problem with buffalo grass in almost all of Texas is when we start ramping up the care that we give it, Bermuda grass invades. And when that begins to happen, there's not a thing you can do. And that's why it's normally for other people not a recommended turf grass choice, because as soon as we want to keep it green in the summer by watering it, then that lets the Bermuda take over.
Okay.
So buffalo grass is gently more drought tolerant than Bermuda, but it turns so brown in the summer, most people aren't willing to put up with that drought tolerance. They go ahead and irrigate it, and then the next thing is the Bermuda takes over. And there's so much Bermuda natively in Collin County that it's a...
years ago, I put in an electric line underground, and they came out and dug it about 5 foot deep, and I was amazed how deep the root system went down to the ground.
That's why it's so drought efficient, isn't it? Yeah, it's pulling all that water out. Yeah.
And a little history on this. I bought this place about 18 years ago, and the previous owner, you may have known him, was Kenneth White.
Yeah, I came to that house and did a CNN piece there. And when I came back out and looked at it, the parts of the lawn that I looked at were Bermuda. It had invaded. So something's happened. Yeah.
Well,
that's good. I'm glad. Yeah, Kenneth was a big advocate, and that was at a time that I was very, very nervous, and I remain that.
Supposedly, he brought three loads of different variety up from A&M. He had
Prairie. He had 609. I wasn't aware of a third one. Yeah. Yeah, I have seen that lawn. I've been back to it on several occasions. Good for you. Good for you. Well, I got to run. I appreciate your call, and I hope that helps. Keep doing pretty much what you're doing, but if you're going to fertilize, I would not use a weed and feed. I would just deal with things separately.
Okay. Thank you. And anytime you want to come out and take a look at it.
Thank you, Fred.
Give me a holler.
I will. I seldom know where my callers live, but I do now with you, so thank you. All right, we'll come back. We have Tim in the fine city of Anna in just a moment. Tim, stay with us. I'll tell you again about the offer on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I am celebrating today because I finished the editorial for the calendar. It's always the biggest single job that I have during a calendar year. It takes me a long time. It takes about a month. I don't do it 8 hours a day. I can't stand it. My eyes would be crossed if I did that. It takes about a month to retype all of the information that I want to have in the calendar. I have to update things. I have to add things. You know, we never heard of take all root rot until a few years ago. And some of these other things that have really cropped up in the last few years, you've got to make sure you have all this in your calendar. And so this is a calendar that has more than 12,000 words that tell you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. I finished that editorial 70 minutes ago, just before I went on the air, and I am really pumped. So anyway, now I work toward finding my favorite photos that I'm going to put in it. I take all the photos as well. It looks like a beautiful wall calendar, gift calendar, because that's what it's going to be. It will not be sold in stores. All that information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray the plants in your landscape and garden, a beautiful calendar at a 38% savings if you order before we commit to a press count. You'll also get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The magazine, the calendar, and all that information, you're saving 38% on the calendar. There's a $3 charge for postage on the calendar, but it's otherwise it's $36.95. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Call before the price goes up. It's going to move fast now that I have the editorial done. Call while you can get this lowest price. It will never come back to $36.95 again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 o'clock today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've
used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future. One day.
Their school year is up and running and off to a great start at Serenity High in McKinney. SerenityHigh.org has all the information that you might want for partnering districts, a little bit more about the school. It has been a joy for 13 years now to serve on their advisory board and to do fundraising on behalf of Serenity High in McKinney. Miracles do happen there. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution effectively to protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results that you want. Now, included in the Natria product line are multi-insect control that kills insects at any stage of their development, grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds, disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew, and home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced Insect, Weed, and Disease Control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. It's Bayer Advanced Natria, N-A-T-R-I-A. To our phone lines, we go to Tim in the fine city of Anna. Tim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I had a couple of questions about some trees. I've got two cottonwood hybrids that I've planted in our yard, and I know they're junk trees, so to speak, but I needed some shade sooner than it would take to get the true hardwood. But on the cottonwoods, I've got something boring little holes in it, and they're in little rows, basically, through the bark. Do you know what might be causing that?
Clarity Windows has a new special between now and Labor Day, and this is something new. Now, the American-made preservation triple pane window is the newest technology with specially treated glass that not only blocks solar heat gain, it very nearly cleans itself. It's thinner, sleeker, looks a lot better, yet it's already less expensive than most other windows on the market. But now through Labor Day, this is something new. Clarity is offering $100 off per window with no minimum purchase. That's right. Need just one or two windows? Fine, no problem. $100 off per window. No limit, no minimum. And all door products, wood, steel, and fiberglass are 10% off as well. And I got to tell you, we're still thrilled with our fiberglass entry door. Paintable outside, matches the wood trim inside. You can't tell it's not wood. And remember, you can get all this done with Clarity's preferred customer program, where you can install and pay for a few windows at a time and lock in your price for an entire year. No minimum order, but there is a time limit. Labor Day, September 3rd. Don't let this opportunity get away from you. Call 1-888-458-3630. That's 1-888-458-3630, or visit ClarityWindows.com.
So I think probably what I need to do for you, Lee, is just keep talking, because I see the connection and can't see you. So I'm just going to have to assume that we are still on the air, and and go for it, and hope that somebody will contact me if there is a problem. Issue on pre-emergent weed control. I want to go back to that because it is such an important message for this time of year. If you have any kind of history with annual bluegrass, the weedy grass that looks like little pampas grass plants, they're going to be about the size of the whole mature plant will be the size of a grapefruit, and then it'll have all these plumes of seeds sticking up. If you have that happening, then you're not going to see them now. They have not germinated yet. If that's traditionally what you see in, especially in February, and then most especially in March, and most especially in April, that's when the seed heads are all commonplace. If you are seeing that, then you have at that point issue of annual bluegrass, Poa annua, and putting out a pre-emergent of either Halts or Dimension at this time of year is your only hope of controlling that. Okay, so that is Halts or Dimension, and it's the only time that you can apply it. You have a 10-day window out of the entire calendar year. There's nothing you can use once the weed is up and growing, and if you put it on too early, you'll miss it. So this is your window, the first 10 days of September. Halts or Dimension, these may be labeled as crabgrass controls, but you're putting them on this time of year not for crabgrass, but for annual bluegrass, Poa annua. All right, I think we have everything back. We lost our phone line, and let's give it a try. I have about a minute before we have to break for news. Mike in Arlington, this is Neil. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I don't think we're completely back, guys, because I am not hearing everything back in the headphones, so I'm just going to have to assume, and I'm going to give it to you at the appropriate time. This is also the deadline for planting new turf. If you're going to be seeding Bermuda grass or sodding St. Augustine, you have the next 10 or 15 days to get that job done, to give the grass long enough to get established before you run out of warm weather. You have to have them well rooted before it turns cold in the winter. If you don't have that, then you have a problem. And you could sod Bermuda and Zoysia a little bit later into September, but this is the time to get all of that done. All right, if you're on hold right now, please stay with me. We'll get our phone situation squared around. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll be back after the news.